How long must we pay for mistakes? Last week's forgotten lunch appointment, offensive words spoken 10 years ago, actions of ancestors from prior generations. These offenses may not find their way to a courtroom, but are often tried in the court of individual or public opinion. Accountability may be necessary, but to what degree? Somewhere in the noise of prosecution, a word may get lost, the word forgiveness. Today, with increased sensitivity to acts of discrimination, harassment, and other offensive actions, our society goes on the offensive to identify these behaviors. Is the goal to educate and modify behavior, or do we simply aim to penalize the offending party? The legal court system has a process to expunge offenses. But what about the convictions we individually choose to hold on to? Who can erase the mistakes of my past? Those of the Christian faith know the forgiveness offered by God. I know that forgiveness, yet I need to be reminded. Yes, there is that question of how many times must I forgive, as some offenses are repeated and others may appear to be unforgivable. Then I consider what the video of my life would contain if clips were pulled demonstrating errors in my treatment of others, misplaced laughs, judgment, and words I would be embarrassed to hear repeated, failures of my past. I know I can obtain forgiveness from God, but do I choose to give forgiveness? It is not always easy, but it is always worth considering. For 2 minutes more.